We're going to talk about the favored ways to grill and have a great time outdoor cooking, plus going inside the kitchen and with Consumer Reports ranking dishwashers and refrigerators with Bob Markovich. He's the senior home editor of Consumer Reports. Hey, Bob, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Love your organization and what you do. And, you know, you're not advertising in this magazine. This is research that you do that just simply takes a look at where the consumer gets the best bang for the buck. And I do want to start with the outdoors, the great outdoors. You know, I had a gift given to me of the smoker, and they are a little touchy for my taste. So even though I've got the latest, the greatest, I prefer going back to the old-fashioned Weber and the big pot Weber. And I even, you know, sometimes opt for the starting the mesquite wood from scratch, not using the gas at all.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the difference, first off, between the propane and actually having a gas line hookup to your grill?
Well, actually, if you've got a gas line hookup, the beauty of that is that you never run out of gas. I mean, that's the biggest advantage. You know, no more, oh, my God, the tank is empty and that sort of thing. So that's a real advantage.
Yeah, but you definitely have to have it positioned in a certain way so you've got a gas line, access to the gas line where you want the grill to be.
Absolutely right. That is, of course, extra trouble, and not everyone can do it.
The most popular is still Weber and the big old grills, but they are becoming so fraught with frills and extras that it's really hard to know. First off, do you think people are using all these extras and the grilling space that they get on the grill? What does the consumer really want these days?
I think what the consumer really wants, frankly, is great results. What's going on is it's not just burgers anymore. What you're seeing more and more is actually they are using the accessory burners, because what's going on is grilling's happening all year. That's one thing. And the other thing is at that point you have to run inside and out, back and forth inside to do the veggies along with the actual burgers or steaks. You don't want to do that. So the grills, again, that have the side burners, that's the biggest growing feature, because more and more people want it all in one place.
In the May edition of your cover story, you do rank the grills. First off, when you talk about large, what are we talking about here?
Well, you have to remember that all kinds of claims are made. You can have a physically large grill, we've seen it, that actually doesn't have all that much cooking space. So that's why we measure it and we group them accordingly. So in this case, large, you're looking at something like more than 520 square inches of actual cooking area. I mean, that's what really counts, not the physical total size of the grill. So you're looking at, you know, room for 30 or more burgers for large.
All right, and Gen Air came on the top of the large list for you guys.
It did. That was great. But actually, we're upcoming with a brand new June report that updates that, because that you're referring to the May story, and now we've got June coming up. So you've got Gen Air looking great, but you've also got a Best Buy for much less. Brinkman, it's actually at Walmart, and it's $380.
It is about half the price.
Yeah,
under
exactly.
$400, whereas a Gen Air can run you $800 and up.
Absolutely right, yes. So you don't have to spend $850 to get great grilling.
Weber came in as the top of the median. You expect that to hold?
As a matter of fact, Weber is still looking good there. Weber is a consistently good performer. And again, medium, you're looking at something like 370 to 520 square inches of area, 15 to 30 burgers, just to visualize. So yeah, Weber's looking real good. Again, though, we've got some Best Buys that cost less. We've got a Brinkman for $200. We've got an Aussie Vantage Series 67C3, to be precise, for $250.
That's the price, yeah.
Yeah.
And as you point out, medium is like 50 to 30 burgers at once, and a large would be over 30.
What about 30.
The small? What are we looking at portable?
About 10 to 15 burgers, and some of those, here's the biggest growing area there, the fastest growing, is portable, because you're looking at tailgate parties, a grill that you can set up in your yard or bring to the baseball game. So one of them, and it's a perennial favorite, at least as far as performance, is the Weber Q200. So that can be set up on a stand or taken along to the ball game.
And that's about 200 $200.
So about $200, yeah, exactly.
You can put that on a balcony, but make sure, of course, your condo or your apartment rules allow it. All right,
yes.
We're going to go inside the kitchen. We're going to do some kitchen remodeling. So let's take a look at some of the appliances. And you had Bosch at the top of the list. Of course, that's a pretty pricey line, right?
Yeah, it is. You're talking about for dishwashers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bosch is not cheap among conventional dishwashers, which is most of the market. You can also get drawer models that kind of dual drawers off and that slide out. But we haven't really recommended any of those because we found that they use more energy and it costs more. So among the conventional, yeah, Bosch is a great performer. $850 for the top scorer. It has actually lots of great features. But again, you can get a Whirlpool model in our latest test for as little as $500, or even another Bosch that's actually pretty well equipped for $600, or one of the Whirlpool's Best Buy, CR Best Buy, is $380, so you don't have to spend crazy money.
Right. Well, so Whirlpool and Bosch are kind of leading the list there. Let's take a look at the refrigerators, and having shopped for a refrigerator recently, we couldn't even decide. I mean, there's so many choices. You got the double door, you got the freezer door, you got the bottom freezer. What do you want? What are the consumers, what do they prefer these days?
Well, I'll tell you what. Overall, the bottom freezer category is growing fastest, but within that, you've got two hot areas. You've got French doors, where the actual refrigerator doors are split in half, and the beauty of that is that instead of having to go for a side-by-side where you've got this very, very narrow door swing for a tight area, but at the same time, it's kind of hard to get to everything because half of it's a refrigerator, half of it's a freezer, the French doors let you open either one side of the refrigerator or both. So you've got narrow door swings. You can fit in a small area. And among that area, actually, what you're starting to see more and more of is what are called four-door refrigerators, where you've got a French door upper refrigerator. You've got a single slide-out bottom mounted freezer, but between them you've got an extra little auxiliary, typically a refrigerator compartment you can put soft drinks in or whatever for the kids. So that's a fast growing area. One of them that's upcoming that did well in our test is the Samsung model for $2,600. But you don't have to spend that much. You can get some great French door bottom freezers for as little as $1,400 from LG or Amana for that matter.
And your top freezer, Maytag, the Maytag man.
$700, yeah. The Maytag man, although I understand the company's sort of sidestepping him and kind of putting him out into a supporting role as they grow kind of softer, fuzzier, and gentler.
Let's talk real quickly about electric versus gas when it comes to the fridge and the dishwasher.
Well, it really depends on the kind of service you've got. Certainly with refrigerators, everything's electric. You know, so again, that really has to do with the service you've got.
Okay. By the way, back to the grills, because the most important part, as you mentioned, the burner and how much grilling space you got. You came out with the Weber is of course always a great buy, but you've got a new one coming out, and that was going to top Gen Air. And what was it again?
Under which category?
For the gas grills.
For the gas grills, again, for large, Gen Air is the top.
Good
if you're
job. Okay.
At large. But you've also got one from Master Forge for $550 that's coming. You've got a Brinkman. I believe I mentioned that one.
That's
Best
right.
Buy for $380.